Today's daf is Psachim daf Mem Dalid, and we are 6 lines from the bottom of daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, Amar Abavo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refu Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadi ben Miriam Leah, Manuela bas Chana, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, and Mordechai ben Minachiena. Today's daf is also being learned as a Schos for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miril, and Le'ilu Nishmas Avram ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So yesterday's daf discussed the halacha of chometz noiksha and chometz that's in a taruvos. So we mentioned the idea of chometz that's in a taruvos. The Gemara now is going to digress a little bit and discuss the laws of taruvos. In fact, Psachim Daf Mem Dalid deserves an asterisk next to it, as it's one of the most yesoidest gedafin in Shas. It's a daf that hafachba vafachba dekulaba. It's a daf that's difficult to learn in an hour or in less than an hour. Every line really requires an analysis in the Rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, etc., etc. We'll do what we do, but just as an introduction, so the Gemara was discussing the halachos of chametz gomor, and then you have chametz that's not 100% gomor. So if somebody eats ordinary chametz, the halach is, he's over a loisase, he's chayiv karis. If he has it in his rishos, he's over bal yira, ubal yimatze, he's mevatel a mitzvah saseyev tashbisu. What would be if somebody violates the isr chametz, but this chametz on some level wasn't gomor? We saw two examples of it. One of them was chametz noiksha. That's chametz that never completely leavened, A. B, it's not roi l'achilo. So that mitchilas biriyase, from the time it began leavening, it was already not 100% roi l'achilo. Such chametz is what's known as chametz noiksha, and it's considered qualitatively a lesser degree of chametz. The other form of chametz is chametz gomor that's in a taruvos with other things. So you have a mixture of chametz and something that's not chametz. The chametz inside of it causes problems. However, not all of it is chametz. It's mavur that type of chametz is treated differently for whatever reason. In fact, it's a major machlokes tanoim whether it's even a problem. Rabbi Eliezer is the shita that holds that chametz that's in the taruvos is going to be a problem. If you go back to yesterday's daf, the Amora Rav Yehuda held that it was also the shita of Rav Meir. But regardless, Rabbi Eliezer, maybe also Rav Meir, the Chachamim for sure argue, and the Chachamim hold that if you would have chametz inside the taruvos, it wouldn't be a problem. So what's the issue with chametz in the taruvos, and in general, to try to understand a little bit better the idea where you have a taruvos of a davar aser together with a davar mutter, that is very much the topic of today's daf. So the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Avo said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Isurim Shebetoira, all Isurim in the Torah, Ein Heter Mitztarif Le'Isar. So pick an Isar, Nevela. You're not allowed to eat Nevela. How much Nevela would one have to eat in order for him to get malchus for the nevela that he ate? A kezias. What would be if somebody ate a half a zayas of nevela and a half a zayas of kosher meat? Do we say that he ate a kezias, as a result he should get malchus? Or do we say it's true he ate a kezias, but only a half of the zayas was nevela? The other half of the zayas was not nevela. So forget about chatzi shir, asa min ha-Torah, muta min ha-Torah. That's not what we're talking about right now. We're discussing the oinish of malchus that one gets if he eats nevela. That, there's no machloikis, it's pashid, halacha l'moish misinai. The only time a person would receive the 39 lashes for eating nevela is if he ate a full kezias. The question is heter mitztaref lo'iser, or is heter not mitztaref lo'iser? So Rabbi Avo said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, when it comes to all these surim in the Torah, ain heter mitztaref lo'iser. So if you eat a davar aser together with a davar mutter, unless you ate a full kezias of the davar aser, you're not going to get malchus. However, he said there's one exception to that rule. Chutz me yisurei nazir, with the exception of a nazir. A nazir is not allowed to eat certain foods. Can't eat grapes. He can't eat anything that's yotze min hagafen. He can't drink wine. So when it comes to all the yisurei nazir, over there it's different. Over there, heter is mitztaref le'iser. So if a nazir would drink wine, and together with the wine, he would put bread in his mouth, the bread would be mitzarev to the yayin to make up the shir kezayis. why should wine and nazir be different? Shari Amra Torah. Rabbi Yochanan said, because it's a pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says, Miyayin v'sheicha yazir, referring to the nazir, chaymetz yayin v'chaymetz sheicha lo yishte, v'chom mishras anavim lo yishte. What does the mishras anavim mean? It's understood, Rabbi Yochanan, the way I understand it is, the Torah is saying that if you would take bread and you would soak it in wine and then you would eat it, now lach is, you would get malchus. Even though in that case you didn't eat a full shear of wine, incidentally, the sheer yayin lenazir is a sheer kezayis. It's not a revius. So even though you didn't eat the full sheer, it doesn't matter. The bread would deem it starved to the sheer, and as a result, you would have a problem. So even though in kala terakula, now lochas ain hetter mitzdarf l'iser, when it comes to the isure nazir, vir hetter is mitzdarf l'iser. Ziri Oma, Ziri said, afsa'ur balsak. I have another example of a loisa say where hetter is mitzdarf l'iser, and that is, it says in the Torah, ki chol sa'ur, v'chol devash, loisak tiru mimeno ishal Hashem. You're not allowed to take sa'ur, sourdough, you're not allowed to take devash, honey, and put it on the mizbeach. What would be if you put on a half a shear of sa'ar and you mitzdarif it with a half a shear of something else? So what would be the halacha? Would you violate the law of kichol sa'ar v'chol devash lo yisak tiru mimenu isha la'ashem or not? Said Zairi, even though ordinarily ain't had to mitzdarif l'isar, so you would think you would need a full shear of sa'ar, but when it comes to this law, over here the halacha is it's going to be mitzdarif. Zok to Gemara, Kiman, who is Zairi saying that halacha like? Meaning, where did Zairi know that sa'ar is included in that? The fact that Isurei Nazir, we say Hetem Itzdarif L'Isur, Rabbi Yochanan had a makar. It said, V'chol Mishras Anovim Lo Yishta, L'Rabbois Hetem Itzdarif L'Isur. But where would Zairi know this from? Probably from Rabbi Eliezer, the Darish Kol. And the truth is, what the Gemara is referring to is the Braisa that the Gemara brought right before this Gemara, meaning the very last Gemara that we saw in yesterday's daf. The Gemara Darshan, from the word Kol, that we learned from there, Afilu miktsasai, meaning even a miktsas of sar, even that would be enough. And Zairi seems to be learning that what does it mean, even a miktsas? Not if you take a miktsas shir of sar and you put it on the mizbech, does that mean you're going to violate the iser? But it means if you have a little bit of sar and you mitzdarif it with a little bit of something that's not sar, something that you are allowed to put on the mizbech, together it would be fine. But it's based on the drasha of the word kol. If it's based on the drasha of the word kol, that means Zairi holds like who? He holds like Rabbi Eliezer. And because he darshins the word koil in the pasuk, he chol sa'ar v'chol devash leisak tiru mimenu isha l'ashem, he learns afilu miktsasai that there's aloch of hetem istaraf l'iser. So the Gemara asks a cheshbon question. If that's the case, then chametz pesach navi. So why don't we say by chametz and pesach, there too hetem istaraf l'iser? If Zairi holds hetes mitzdarf l'iser by the iser of sa'ar bal saktiru, why? Because it says kol, that's the makar. You need a makar for it. Because in all these surahs, Shabbat Torah, ain't hetter mitzdarif l'iser. So the halach is ain't hetter unless proven otherwise. Where's the proven otherwise? By nazir, mishras anofim. By the iser, bal saktiru, it says the word kol. By chametz, it also says kol. It says kol machmetzes leisleichelu. That was Rabbi Eliezer's makar that he holds as a halacha, that if you have chametz in a taruva, it's going to be a problem. So if kol teaches me hetter mitzdarif l'iser by sa'ar bal saktiru, why doesn't it teach me hetter mitzdarif l'iser when it comes to this? Chametz Gemara says enichinami, it does. You're right. According to Zairi, that sa'ar bal saktiru means hetter mitzdarif l'iser, that means kol machmetzes leisleichelu also has to mean hetter mitzdarif l'iser. So if that's the case, why did Zairi say Afsa or Bal Saktiru? He should have said Afsa or Bal Saktiru, or maybe he should have said Af Chametz BePesach. Why did he pick on this? So the Gemara says it was a special chiddush lafukim et Abaya, because Zairi wanted to make a point that I don't hold like Abaya. The Amar Abaya holds Yeshak Tara lepachas mikazayis. Abaya understood the brayso that learned from the word kol that if someone is makter miktsas saar, he's going to violate the isra of sol bal saktiru. Not that the miktsas of saar is mitzdarif together with a miktsas of something that's not saar. Even without any tziruf, Yeshak Tara lepachas mikazayis. What the Torah is saying, Afilu miktsas, is that there's no shir. You don't need any tziruf at all. Kamash Balan, that was Iri's chiddush. The haktara lav lepachas mikazayis. No, haktara has to be a kezayis. What then does afilu miktsas mean that we learn that from the word kol? What it means is heter mitzdarif l'iser. The bottom line, kol isurim shebetayra ain heter mitzdarif l'iser. What's the exception to the rule? Rabbi Yochanan said nazir. Zairi said af sa'ar bal saktiru, which the Gemara clarified doesn't only mean sa'ar bal saktiru, but rather it means sa'ar bal saktiru and chametz. What's the makar that nazir should be hetem mitzdarif l'iser? It says in the Torah, v'chol mishras anovim lo yishte. What's the makar to say that even sa'ar bal saktiru and kol machmetzes lo yisachelu the iser chametz, because they both have the word kol. Kol sa'ar v'chol devash lo yisaktiru mimenu isha l'ashem. Kol machmetzes loisei chelu. The word kol is marba hetem mitzdarf lesser. So what exactly is hetem mitzdarf lesser? It's the topic of today's daf. So what exactly does it mean? So it's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. We're going to learn the sugya with Rashi's pshash. It's very, very clear. Rashi says a chiddush, but this is what Rashi shita. Hetem mitzdarf leisser means that if you eat macholis asurois in order to get malchus, in order to be punished, whatever the punishment is, usually malchus, you'd have to eat a shear. What would be if you ate a half a shear, but you also ate a half a shear of a davar mutar? Now here's the punchline. Even if you didn't eat it at the same time, even if they weren't one, as long as you ate it at the same time, then you would say hetem mitzdarf leisser. Meaning, usually when you think of taruvos, so what's a taruvos? A gemishachts, where the two things are intertwined, they're intermingled, they're one, chemically they're combined. The chiddush of hetem mitzdarf leisser and the sugi of hetem mitzdarf leisser is where I have two distinct products. I have two pieces of meat in front of me. One is kosher meat, one is not kosher meat. There's nothing combining the two. There's no zika, there's no energy, there's no blias, there's no platis, there's no yachas, there's nothing that combines these two things. However, if I put them in my mouth at the same time, now we have a fraga. Hetem mitzdarf leisser or ain't hetem mitzdarf leisser? What do you mean? What's the hava mina the hetem should be mitzdarf leisser? Because I'm chewing them at the same time? Yeah. That's the way Rashi understands the sugi of hetem mitzdarf leisser. And that's Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol Yisurim Shebetayra ain't hetem mitzdarf leisser. There are two times where we have this phenomenal chiddush that even though the two things are not one, all I'm doing is eating them as one, but hetem mitzdarf leisser. When is that? According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's Yisurei Nazir, and according to Zeiri, it's Sa'ar Bal Saktiru and the Yisurei Chometz. But other than that, there's no such thing in the world of hetem mitzdarf leisser. But again, Rashi Shita is, hetem mitzdarf leisser is, quoting, three lines from the bottom, the einon me'uravim, even if they're not me'urav, they're not combined to each other. El kol echad nikar, each one is a distinct item. It doesn't matter. There's still a concept of hetem mitzdarf leisser. Again, you have to use it where it's applied. And that is only in the sugis of Nazir, Sa'ar Bal Saktiru, and the Isuri of Chametz. On that note, Zachta Gemara Vayit, Yos Rab Dimi, V'kabal Al Hashmaito. So Rab Avo lived in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan, of course, lived in Eretz Yisrael. Zeiri, as well. And Rav Dimi overheard this whole exchange and this whole conversation, and he came back from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Rav Dimi was one of the Amiram that lived in Bavel, went to learn in Eretz Yisrael, and then he came back and he brought over a lot of members and a lot of exchanges that he had heard. So Rav Dimi comes back from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and he tells V'kamal Allah Hashmait, he said over this halach, Amalei Abaye le Rav Dimi. So Abaye turned to Rav Dimi, and he told him, V'chol Yisurim Shabbatayra ain't hetem mitzdarf leisser. Really? In Kol HaTayra Kula ain't hetem mitzdarf leisser? I'll bring you a raya that you say hetem mitzdarf leisser, even by other Yisurei Torah. V'hatanan, we learned in the Mishnah, and this is in the second parak of Mesechtes Tful Yoin, HaMikvah Shel Truma. If somebody had a porridge, he had some sort of food that was Truma. Vashum Vashem Shel Chulim. So the food itself was Truma, but there was garlic and there was oil and that was Chulim. And Agat Tful Yoin Mimikdasan. And a Tful Yoin now touched this food. Now a Tful Yoin is a Sheni Latoma, which means he doesn't have the ability to be Metame Chulim because Chulim can't be a Shlishi Latoma. However, he can be Metame Truma because Truma can be a Shlishi Latoma. So you have a Tful Yoin that touched food. This food was made up of truma and it was made up of chulin. So the mikvah, the underlying food was truma. However, the spices, the garlic and the shemen, that was all made of chulin. So the question is, does the tful yoin have the ability to be metamid or does he not have the ability to be metamid? On the one hand, the food is truma. Then again, all the spices are chulin. So how do you deem this food? Says the Mishnah, pasal as chulin. He makes the whole thing pasal. Why? Because the ikar of the food is truma, and the tful yoin has the ability to make truma pasal. Hamikvah shal chulin, beef in the reverse. The food itself was chulin, vashum vashem shal truma, and the garlic and the shemen was truma, but not the tful yoin. Now the tful yoin touched the loy pasal, elo makam magoy bovat. So then the halach is, he wouldn't have the ability to make the whole thing tame. However, he would be metama the part that he touched. What's the difference? Why does he have the ability to touch to be metama the piece that he touched? At the end of the day, it's only the spices that are truma. The spices that are truma should be bottled to the rest of the mikvah. So if that's the case, we should look at it as if it's chulin. If it's chulin, so why does he have the ability to be metama? Rabbi Bar Chana, Rabbi Bar Chana said, "Matam." You know what the reason is? This is what we need. Because if a zor would eat a kazayas of this mikvah, he would get malchus. A zor that's not let eat truma. If he would eat a kazayas of this porridge, what would happen? He would get malchus. So if he would get malchus, that on some level makes this truma. Therefore, if he touches, albeit the part that he touched, would he have the ability to be tummy?
But we need one thing from here. You see from here that there's a concept that you can have a food that has in it a little bit of truma. The tavlin, the spices were truma, the shum, the shemen, that was truma. And if a zor would eat a kezayis of it, he would get malchus. So Abaye turned to Rav Dimi and he said, Rav Dimi, let's learn this Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. Right, this is a mafurish mishnah. How do you understand? Doesn't it sound like if a zor would take a bite out of this, he would eat a kezayis worth, he would get malchus? And by the way, zor loika alein. This is important. Big kezayis. So you see, this is not just an iser like a chatzi shir osim and a taira. This is the real deal. This is an iser kezayis. This is an iser with a malchus. Why are you getting malchus? If you eat a kezayis out of this, did you eat a kezayis of iser? Of course he didn't eat a kezayis of iser. Must be, because the heter is mitzdarif l'iser. So said Abaye, you see from here, that heter is mitzdarif l'iser even by iser truma. Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Dimi reported, said, the only time heter is mitzdarif l'iser is by isurei nazir. Ziri said a little bit more, sar bal saktiru and chametz, because it says the word kof. Here Abaye says, I'm a mufurish mishnah, where the mishnah says, clearly, the way Rabbi Bar Chana explained it, that if a zor would eat a kezayis of a porridge that's chulin, that has a little bit of truma, the halachas, he would get malchus. It sounds like the chulin is being mitzdarif to the kezayis of truma. So you see, het mitzdarif l'iser. So the Gemara says, lo, it's not mukhach. It could be my kezayis. You know what Rabbi Bar Chana meant when he said that if a zor would eat a kezayis of this, he would get malchus? He meant to say, the ikka kezayis bekte achilas pras. It means that if he would eat a kezayis of the truma, he would get malchus. It could be if he would eat simply a kezayis of the taruvois, he wouldn't get malchus. Because ain't hetem et starf lis. You want to know how it would be nogeya for him to get malchus by simply eating a kezayis? It would be nogeya if he ate a kezayis of the truma. Now you can ask me a question. If he eats a kezayis in the truma, I mean, the truma is just the spices. Think about how much he's going to have to eat. So if you're going to have to eat so much, you can't do it in one gulp. You can't do it in one achilo. It means I'm going to have to sit down now for the next 5 minutes and eat. Is that enough for me to get malchus? The answer is yeah. Because as long as you eat a kezayis b'kedei achilas pras, that's enough for it to be mitzdarif. And this is Hilchos Macholos Asuros 101. Whenever the Torah says you're not allowed to eat something, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to eat the whole shear in one shot. The way we eat, for example, our matzahs b'leil hazeh, it doesn't have to be that way. But rather, what it means is that you have a certain shear, and within that time frame, you would have to finish it. And as long as you do that, that would be enough in order for you to get malchus. What is that shear? It's b'kdei achilas pras, literally the amount of time that it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread. Whether it's 2 minutes or 9 minutes or anything in between, there is such a shear. But either way, what the Mishnah means is that if a zor would eat a kezayis of the shum, of the tavlin, how is that possible? Oh, it's possible because you don't have to eat it in one shot. I mean, if you had to eat it in one shot, it would be impossible. But because you could be yoytze, in the bad way, kezayis bechtei achilas pras, that's why it's going to be possible. Zokta gemara, vikzayis bechtei achilas pras dei raisi. Sabaya turned to Rav Dimi and said, you're understanding the Mishnah, not hetem etzdarif l'iser, but the Mishnah means kezayis bechtei achilas pras, meaning it's not the chulin that's being mitzdarif to the kezayis, it's all the tavlin that's the kezayis. How are you going to eat all the tavlin in one achila? You'll do it bechtei achilas pras. Was he telling me that this concept of being mitzdarif achilas bechtei achilas pras is a din deraisa? How do you know it's a din deraisa? Loika, you get malchus. If you get malchus, much be it's a din deraisa. So Abaye said, really? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. So he told him back, that's the case. Why is it that only Rabbi Eliezer holds that kutach habavli is a problem with chametz? And the Chachamim argue with Kutach HaBavli, right? Our Mishnah said, Ve'elu Oivrim BePesach, the first thing of the seven mentioned was Kutach HaBavli. What's unique about Kutach HaBavli? It's a taruvos. It has a little bit of moldy bread, but it also has moldy milk. It has other things going on there, right? So because of the little bit of bread, Rabbi Eliezer said it's a problem. But the Chachamim held that it's not a problem. So Abaye tainted that if you're going to tell me that there's something called Kezayis Bekdei Achilas Bras, then why is it so posh that Kutach HaBavli is out? If somebody would eat a kezayis of the bread in the kutach habavli, l'chayra, he should get malchus according to everybody. Because it's in a taruvos, that's the problem. At the end of the day, you have a kezayis bechtei achilas bras. So Rav Dimi told Abaye, elamai. So what are you going to tell me? So Abaye, I hear. You don't like kezayis, you don't want kezayis bechtei achilas bras to be deraisa. So how do you learn pshat in that Mishnah in Tful Yoyim? You learned Mishum the Hetim and Starf L'Isser.
You hold that it's a mafurish mishnah in Tful Yom that het is mitzdarf l'issa. So if so, if it might be Rabbanu led Rabbi Eliezer b'kutach habavli. Okay, so you're back to the same question. Why would Rabbanu argue with Rabbi Eliezer by kutach habavli? If het is mitzdarf l'issa and kol ha'tayru kula, everybody holds. Nothing to do with b'tarshin and kol machmetzes. Nothing to do with kol sar v'chol devash lo'isak tiruven ishul Hashem. It has nothing to do with the chol mishvas hanavim layishte in the parish of Nazar. But you always say het is mitzdarf l'issa. Then man of shach what's pshad in the Rabbanu ella hanach v'kutach habavli. So Rav Dimi told Abaya, don't bring me rayas. You can't bring kutach habavli, which is really our sugyo, into the sugyo. Kutach habavli has nothing to do with our daf. The less be kizayis b'tei achilas pras. You know why? Because over there it doesn't even have kizayis b'tei achilas pras. There it's a real problem. Why? Because ibe enei, because how are you going to eat this kizayis? If you're going to just eat the bread part, the kasarif, the ka'achale, patutaita, it's called, nobody eats it that way. The way people eat this kutach habavli is as a dip. You don't just take down the whole kutach habavli. So I mean that nobody takes down the whole kutach habavli. If you would eat it that way, it would be shalokat erech achila. It wouldn't count. V'imishter kashater. If you're going to use it as a dip for achilas, be kizayis for the achilas pras. It's not going to be kizayis for the achilas pras. Bottom line is, Rav Dimi told Abaya, you don't bring me rice from kutach habavli. You want to understand the chacham shita in kutach habavli? It's a good kash. I don't know what you want from me. If it's kizayis for the achilas pras, I don't know why they would argue with the kizayis for the achilas pras. If het is mitzdar flisser, I don't know why they wouldn't hold het mitzdar flisser. In fact, I think it makes more sense according to me, because according to me, said Rav Dimi, you could argue the mitzias is it's not kizayis for the achilas pras. The only way it'll be kizayis for the achilas pras is if you gulp it down. Nobody eats it that way. It's a dip. You don't just take a spoon and put it into your dip and eat it that way. A dip is a dip. Kishmoy kachi. That's the way it's meant to be eaten. And if you punk to it, so that's your mishagas. But that's not the way it usually is. And in halacha, it doesn't count because but the daita yetzol kol adam. But the bottom line is what we have over here is, again, Rav Dimi is saying over Torah that he heard in Eretz Yisrael from the great Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kol Yisurim Shabbatayr and Hetem Esarf Lis, with the exception of Yisurei Nazir." Ze'iri added to that, additionally, the lav of Kichol Sa'ar V'chol Devash Lo'isak Tir Mimenu Ishul Hashem and the Isser Chametz. Abaya heard this and Abaya didn't agree. Abaya said, "As far as I know, Hetem Esarf Lis is not unique to those very specific areas in halacha, but in kol ha'tayru kula hetes mitzdarf l'issa. How do I know that? I know that from a Mishnah Mesechtes Tful Yom. Rav Dimi had a different understanding of the Mishnah Mesechtes Tful Yom. That Mishnah wasn't saying the halacha of hetes mitzdarf l'issa, but rather that Mishnah was saying the halacha of kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. So the Gemara now is going to digress for a few lines about kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. Again, why are we talking about kizayis b'chdei achilas pras? Because Abaya brought a raya that hetes mitzdarf le'isser even by yisurei truma b'chol yisurim shevetayr from a mishnah in Tful Yom. Rav Dimi, who was defending the Torah of Eretz Yisrael, fought back and he said that mishnah doesn't mean hetes mitzdarf le'isser. That mishnah means kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. Again, what does the mishnah say? Just for the sake of clarity, what the mishnah over there says is if you have a mikvah, you have some sort of tafshel, you have like a cholent, and the cholent was made of truma. And the spices of tchulin and the spices of truma, if a tful yoin touches it, he would be metame the area that he touched. The point is, we don't say that the truma's bottle to the chulin, so the area that he touches for sure has a status on some level of truma. A tful yoin was a shady l'tumah, has the ability to be metame truma and make it into a shlishi l'tumah. The question is, why don't we say bittul? Abaya learned because het is mitzdarf l'isser. Rav Dimi learned because it's kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. At the end of the day, there was the metzius is that there's enough, the ratio between truma tchulin is such that if you eat a kizayis of it, you would be eating it with b'chdei achilas pras, being that if a zar would eat it, there would be an iser truma, that's enough to give it the status of truma, that if a sheni l'tuma touches it, he would make it into a shlishi l'tuma. Says the Gemara, Eisavis. Abaya asked the Kashan Rav Dimi, who's arguing now that kizayis b'chdei achilas pras is deiris. Shteik deiris, there were two pots, achas chulim, achas chulim, one had chulin inside of it, the other had chum. For the fnei b'shnei beduchas, and in front of it there were two mortars. What were in the mortars? You had the spices, achas chulim, achas chulim, one was chulim, one was chum. So you have two kederis, chulim, chum, and then you have these two spices. One is chulin, one is truma. Nafle lo techeilu, and one fell into the other, and we don't know which one fell into which. Did the chulin fall into the truma? Or did the chulin fall into the chulin? Says the Gemara, mutarin. The halacha is everything is mutar. Shani yomer, because I'm allowed to assume this is one of the great chedushim of all time. Comes up a lot in Shas. Because I have a right to make the following assumption. Truma l'teich truma naflo, v'chulin l'teich chulin naflo. The truma probably fell into the truma, and the chulin probably fell into the chulin. True, this is only a 50-50 chance that that's what happened. But at the same time, the halacha is, you're allowed to go l'kula. So here's the question. Why are you allowed to go l'kula?
So without getting too deep into it, the short answer must be because we're dealing with a Nisa Derabanan. I mean that we're anyways only dealing with a Nisa Derabanan, so therefore it's not a problem. Why would it be a Nisa Derabanan? Because at the end of the day, what are you worried about? The truma may have fallen into the chulin. So it may have messed up the chulin, right? That's the chashash. The truma is truma anyways. You're worried that the chulin now has a little bit of truma in it. At the end of the day, that truma is batal, right? So if it's batal, anyways, not going to get involved in a Nisa Derabanan, because as you eat it, all you'll be over is a Nisa Derabanan. So for a Nisa Derabanan, there's a suffix, could be, it didn't even happen, so a suffix Derabanan l'kula. But here's a bias kash, but if you're going to tell me that if I eat a taruvois of Issa v'heter, and I eat a kizayis of the Isser within the time frame of Achilas Pras, maybe think the worst. Maybe let's assume that the Chuma fell into the Chulin, and it can come to an Issa Deiraisa. Amale, Sir Avdimi told him, the Chuma's Tavon Derabon. You're right. If the Chuma was a Chuma Deiraisa, I'd have a problem with it. You know why there's an issue? There's no issue here? Because the whole Chuma is a Chuma Derabon. Because what are we dealing with? Spices, Tavlin. Tavlin's Chuma is only Midderabanan, right? Midday Raisa Raisis the Guncha Tiroishkhavi Yitzarecha. But Tavlin is for sure only Truma Midderabanan. Being that it's only Truma Midderabanan, so again, you're dealing with a Derabanan issue. You're dealing with a Derabanan issue. We could assume the best case scenario that the Chulin fell into the Chulin, the Truma fell into the Truma. A similar question. Eitz Vishtei Kupais, if I had two Kupais, two baskets, Achashal, Chulin, Bachashal, Truma, one was Chulin, one was Truma, the name based sign. And in front of it, yet two saw of food. Achashal chulin, achashal truma. Venaflu elu toich elu. Same exact case, just one difference. In the previous case, the chulin and the truma that fell in was tavlin. Over here, it's sa'in. It's just regular food. Now, loch is everything's mutter anyway. Ani oimer chulin le toich chulin naflu and truma le toich truma naflu. What's the kasha? Same thing. Yeah, because I is b'teich chilas paras deiraisa. I'm minish ani oimer. Why do you say shani oimer? And don't tell me over here because we're dealing with tavlin and tavlin is only a derabanan because we're not dealing with tavlin. Over here, we're dealing with sa'in. We're dealing with real food, and still you see the same halacha. It can come to an issa deiraisa. Kizai is b'teich chilas paras. The teretz is you can't be over. Again, why can't you be over Nisa Deiraisa? Because you're going to take a bite out of it, you're going to eat less than a kizayis. It'll be mitzarif. Must be kizayis b'chtei achilas pras is a derabanan. Because if kizayis b'chtei achilas pras is deiraisa, you could come to a Nisa Deiraisa. Right, just to clarify these last two kashas. What are the kashas again? The kashas are, you have a situation over here where I have a bucket of chulin. Now something fell into it. Could be chulin, could be truma. If it's truma, and I'm not a kayin, I can't eat it. Don't worry about it. Let's assume Shani Oimer. This is what I think. My gut's telling me that the chulin fell into the chulin, the truma fell into the truma. The truma I'm not eating anyways. That doesn't affect me. But this chulin that I have doesn't have truma in it. It has chulin in it. That's what do you mean Shani Oimer? Since when do you say Shani Oimer? It doesn't work that way. So lo lech kacha Shani Oimer. What does that mean? Ichal tazoy. The teretz is we're dealing with a derabanan issue over here. You're dealing with a derabanan, so don't worry about it. Zabai said, why would it be a derabanan? The only way I can understand why maybe it would be a derabanan is because at the end of the day, the issa deiraisa is bekizayis. So if the issa deiraisa, again, chatzi shir asai, the issa deiraisa is bekizayis. So if the issa deiraisa is bekizayis, I can't eat a kizayis. Right? I'm not eating a kizayis because I take a bite out of it. It's not going to be a kizayis. Oh, Elamai, you'll tell me because all the achilas are going to be mitzarif? What do you mean? I can eat a kizayis, the achilas, oh, must be kizayis, the achilas pras is the rabbanan. Rav Dimi answered back. No, really, kizayis, the achilas pras is the deiraisa. And therefore, I can theoretically have an achila on a biblical level because achila plus achila plus achila will add up. It'll be mitzarif in the aggregate. As long as it's all done b'chdei achilas pras, that would be enough. You want to know why over here we go lakula? It's the rabbanan for another reason. In the first case, why was it the Rabbanan, because we're dealing with Tavlin, and Tavlin's anyways only the Rabbanan. What about in the second case? Soyin, this is not Tavlin. Oh, because it's talking about nowadays. Nowadays, Truma is Manazez only the Rabbanan. I mean that Truma is Manazez only the Rabbanan. So it's for that reason, it's not going to be an issue. So again, just to sikum for a moment, and that is, we started the daf. Amar Rabba Vo, Amar Rabbi Yochan. Kol Yisurim Shebetayra ain't Heter Mitzdarif Lisser. All Yisurim Shebetayra, Heter is not Mitzdarif Lisser. Again, what does it mean, Heter Mitzdarif Lisser? If somebody would eat a half a shear of something Aser, and at the same time, not mixed up, at the same time you would eat a half a shear of a Dover Mutter, the half a shear of Dover Mutter would not combine with the half a shear of Dover Aser to create a full shear. Kol Yisurim Shebetayra ain't Heter Mitzdarif Lisser. With the exception of Yisurim Nazir, Ziri said, there's a few other exceptions. Sa'ar Basaktiru and the Isser of Chametz on Pesach. Abaya disagreed. Abaya said, no, not
Ain hetem mitzdarf leiser chutz with a few exceptions, but kol yisurim shebetayra hetem mitzdarf leiser. What was his raya from a mishnah in Masechtes Tfolyay? Rav Dimi argued. Rav Dimi said pshat in that mishnah is the sugya of kizayis b'tei achilas pras, and from there we have a subplot in our sugya. Sugya started with hetem mitzdarf leiser, but it digressed a little bit and it discussed the sugya of kizayis b'tei achilas pras. Again, what's the sugya of kizayis b'tei achilas pras? When the Torah says thou shalt not eat a kizayis, does it mean kizayis in one shot? What if I eat a little bit and a little bit and a little bit within a certain time frame? Is it mitzdarf? That's the halacha of kizayis b'tei achilas pras. It's definitely a real deal. The question is it a deraisa? Is it a rabbanan? And our sugya, Rav Nimi holds Kizayis b'tei achilas pras is deraisa, and Abaya holds Kizayis b'tei achilas pras is only a derabbanan. So Abaya holds hetes mitzdarf leiser, but Kizayis b'tei achilas pras is derabbanan. Rav Dimi holds ein heter mitzdarf leiser chutz with a few exceptions, but as it relates to the halach of Kizayis b'tei achilas pras, Kizayis b'tei achilas pras is deraisa. That's the first part of the sugya. Now the Gemara is going to shift to part two. And before part two, a very, very brief introduction. And that is, the rule in the Torah is Achrei Rabba Mahatos, which means that if a person has a suffik, you can use Roiv, the majority, to be Machrius Vegas. The classic example of Roiv is the Torah's example. It says in the Torah that if there's going to be a Bezdin and they're discussing, did Reuven kill Shimon or did Reuven not kill Shimon? So one Dayan says like this, one Dayan says like that. Achrei Rabba Mahatos. What you're supposed to do is you're supposed to take a vote. And if Roiv Dayanim say Reuven killed Shimon, then Reuven's chayef. If Roiv Dayanim say Reuven didn't kill Shimon, then Reuven is going to be potter. There's a klal called Roiv. Achrei Rabba Mahatos. And that's the classic, most conventional application of the Din Roiv. That's the Din Roiv that's mentioned in the Torah. But there are other examples of Roiv. For example, there's an idea called Rubai Kekuloi, which means there's a mitzvah to drink a revius of yayin at the Leil HaSeder, four cups of wine. What if I drink roiv of a revius? Or there's certain isurei revius. What would be if somebody drinks roiv of a revius? So there's something called rubai kekulei, where if I do roiv of something, it could be it's as if I did the whole thing. But there's another halach of roiv, and that's the halach of bitul roiv, and that's the halach that we need for part two of the sugya. What would be if you have a little bit of iser that was nisarev in heter? So I have a pot of chicken soup, and it's kosher chicken soup. And then a little bit of nevela fell into that soup. So what's the shaila? I have a little bit of nevela. So do we say there's nevela inside, so I have a problem? Or no, at the end of the day, as long as roiv of it is kosher, so that's going to be okay. So the halacha is, achrei rabba mahatos, you go basa roiv. And roiv tells me that I could be machria sveikis with a roiv. Roiv tells me, rubai kekulei, if I have roiv of something, it's as if I have the whole thing. And there's also a din called bitul b'roiv, that if I have a taruvais of two things, this halacha called bitul b'roiv. Stating that, there's a very important caveat to the halacha bitul b'roiv, and that is, Chazal said, that in the event that the dover mu'et, that's bitul b'roiv, no questions about the baroif. The Dover Mu'et is nice in time. It contributes taste into the taruvais. So the halacha is the taruvais is going to be awesome. If the Dover Mu'et is nice in time into the taruvais, that's enough to say that the taruvais is going to be awesome. It's what's known as tam ki'ikr. Now, if I have the tam of a Dover Aser, it's as if I have the ikr of the Dover Aser. And the halacha is the whole taruvais is going to be awesome. And how do you know if something is nice in time? So there's two ways. One is you can give it to an Eini Yehudi. You can ask him to taste it for you. But Chazal said there's a cheat sheet that you can use. And that is, if you have 16 times of the heter kineged the iser, if the ratio is 60 to 1, you could assume that the iser's tam is batel b'shishim. And as a result, you have nothing to worry about. And that's the halacha of tam ki'ikr. This is the makar to the halacha of shishim. Now every taruvus works with shishim. So for example, truma, that's nesarev in a taruvus, you need 100 times of chulin to be mevatel truma. Arla needs 200 times. There are certain things like chametz b'mashu, where there is no bitl at all. That's rav shita on daf chav tes. But the general rule is that whenever you have a taruvus, a vis of a heter, as long as there's no tam of the iser, that in itself is going to be enough. There's a big machlokes rishonim, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, throughout Shas, where the Tam ke'ikr, this idea that if I have a taruv is a vis of a heter, there's roiv heter keneged iser, but the iser is nice in tam. Is that a din d'iraisa, or is that only a din d'rabbanan? Rashi shita is that Tam ke'ikr is a din d'rabbanan.
The whole halach of tam ke'ikr is a din d'rabban. Taisus argues. Taisus holds that tam ke'ikr is a din d'orais. In other words, if I have a taruvis of a heter, and then it was nishpach, it spilled, and I can't count right now whether there was 60 or there wasn't 60. According to Rashi, it's a safik d'rabbanon. Safik d'rabbanon, you can go l'kula. According to Taisus, it's going to be a safik d'raisa. Safik d'raisa, you do lo l'chumra. The one caveat Taisus says is that even though I hold tam ke'ikr is d'raisa, that's only if the two minim were different minim. So the isra and the heter were min b'she'enei minoy. If, however, the isra and the heter is min b'minoy, they're both pieces of meat, for example, so then Taisus says, min b'minoy, there the halach is that tam ke'ikr is d'rabbanon. What are we paskin? Be paskin like Tosfos. We pass in Tam Kikr's Deiraisa, but with Rabbeinu Tam's caveat. It's only if the two Issa Behetta were different meaning, where it's Min B'Shenei Mina. If, however, it would be Min B'Mina over there, the halach is, because even Tosfos held, that Tam Kikr is going to be the Rabban. So what's the Makar to Tam Kikr? Where does it come from? That's Psochim Daf Mem Dalet Amid Beis. By the way, should have mentioned this at the beginning of the Daf. Today's Daf, Psochim Daf Mem Dalet, actually appears in another place in Shas, verbatim. It's Masechtas Nazir Daf Lamed Vav and Daf Lamed Zayin. So it's the same Daf, almost word for word. There are a few differences, some subtleties, but it's Kamat the same exact Daf. So really, today's Daf is one for the price of, or three for the price of one. Because we're literally learning three Dafin. We're learning Psochen Daf Mem Dalet, we're learning Nazir Daf Lamed Vav, and we're learning Nazir Daf Lamed Zayin. Talk to Gemara. V'hai Mishras Lahachi Uda Asa. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kali surim shebetayir ein hetem etzdarflis." Ordinarily, if I take a half a zayis of a davar asa and I put it in my mouth together with a half a zayis of a davar mutz, it's not mitzdarif. With the exception of nazir, dear that loch is hetem etzdarflis. Is that true? And where does he know it from? The Chomitzus Anovim LaYishta teaches me this halacha by Nazir Hetem Etzdarif L'Isser. I need this Mishus Anovim to teach me another halacha. Another very, very, very important halacha. And that is Mishras Litin Tam Ke'ikr. This is the Makar to Tam Ke'ikr. Shemshara Anovim V'mayim. Somebody would take grapes and he would soak it in water. V'yesh Batam Yayin. And now the water tastes like wine. Chayef. The halacha is he would be chayef. The halacha of Tam Ke'ikr. The idea that if I have the tam of a davar aser, that's enough to mess up this taruvos, that's learned out from the parish of Nazir, and it's learned out from v'chol mishras anovim lo yoichal. And not just that, the Bryce continues and says, we learn from there that not only Tam Ke'ikr by Nazir, but Tam Ke'ikr and Kola Teir Kula. Also, man Nazir Sheni Isur Yisr Oilam, because Nazir really has three kulois as an Isr. Number one, it's not an Isr Oilam. If somebody says, Arini Nazir, how long is he a Nazir for? 30 days. Even if someone takes upon himself a longer Naziris, but it's going to be limited to the amount of time that he was Mekabel. It's not an Isr Oilam. Nazir has a limit. Ve'ini Isur Yisr Ana. A Nazir who's not letting drink wine, but he's a lot of benefit from wine. Not just that, if a Nazir wants, he always has an out. A Nazir can get out of his Isser. How? He can go to a Chacham, Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. He can be Shoyal on his Naziris, and he can get out of his Naziris. So three major kulas as it relates to the Isser Nazir. Number one, it's not an Isser, it doesn't go forever. It's not an Isser Ana, and there's a way out. And still, also by Tam Kikr, still you see this Tam Kikr, Kalayim, for example. Let's take Kilei Akerim, where you planted wheat together with a vineyard. She Isuri Isser Oilam, it's also forever. The Isuri Isser Ana, it's also Asa Bana. Vein Hetali Isuri, and there's no way out of it. In it, didn't she ask a Tam Kikr? Certainly there should be Tam Kikr. And then the Brisa continues, I can make a Kavachemer for Arlo as well, B'shtayim. Now, by Arlo, I can only make a Kavachemer by Shtayim. Arlo is number one, is there's no way out of the Isser Arlo. Additionally, it's an Isser Ana, but it's not an Isser Oilam, Rashi says, which is a little bit of a Chiddish, and the reason it's not considered an Isser Oilam is because at some point, the fruit that grows from this tree, I mean, these fruit are also forever, but at some point, the fruit that's going to grow from this tree are going to be Mutter. But what's the bottom line? What do we see from here? That we need the pasuk of Chol Mishras Anavim LaYishta. It's accounted for. I needed to teach me the halach of Tam Ke'ikr. So how could Rabbi Yochanan tell me Mishras Anavim teaches me Hetem Etzdarif L'Isser? I need Mishras Anavim to teach me Tam Ke'ikr. So the Gemara says, Amani Rabbanani. No, you have to say there's two different Tanoim. For Rabbi Yochanan, the Amak Rabbi Akiva. This price that says Mishras Anavim LaYishta teaches me Tam Ke'ikr, that's going to Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan, who said that Mishras Anavim LaYishta teaches me the halach of Hetem Etzdarif L'Isser, that was going according to Rabbi Akiva. So before we go weiter, just to make this clear, and we'll go through this again at the very end of the day, but just to make this clear. So, hetem etzdarif l'isser, tam ke'ikr. They're synonymous with each other. They come together in the same sugya. They're me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan, but they're not the same thing. And just to clarify, hetem etzdarif l'isser, we said what that means. I have a half a zayis of nevela. I put it in my mouth at the same time together with a half a zayis of shchuta.
The halacha is, if you hold hetem and starf l'isser, I just ate a kezias, you're going to get malchus. What do you mean? I just ate a half a zayas of isser. But at the same time, you also ate a half a zayas of heter, and that heter is mitzdarif l'isser. That's what hetem mitzdarif l'isser means. What does tam kikr mean? Tam kikr is something else. Tam kikr is where I have a taruvos. I have a gemishachts. I have one big mitzios. The ikr of it is heter, but there's a little bit of isser in it. The isser really should be bottle, but it's being nice same time. And the halach is tam ki ikr. That's different. How's it different? Because over there, the way we look at this tarubis is that as if it's entirely asr. Because there's a little bit of isser inside of it, and because it's being nice and tam, and because there's halacha called tam kikr that says you can't say achri rabban latis, you can't say bitl b'rod, so now what I have is a mitzios of isser. It's different than hetem mitzdarif l'isser. If you want to really plot it, the pros and the cons, on one hand, hetem mitzdarif l'isser sounds more chomer. On the other hand, tam ke'ikr sounds more chomer. I think this is very important for clarity in the sugya. Hetem mitzdarif l'isser, I'm eating a shtik chazer, rachmana litzlan. Right? There's a half a zayas of real isser. It's not mu'urav. It's not mixed up in anything else. It's what Chazal referred to as be'en, which is always a maila. It's not tam ke'ikr, it's ikr. It's the real deal. You have over here a half a zayas of something osir. Okay, but then again, it's only a half a zayas. Other half a zayas is at there. In tam ke'ikr, there's no real ikr here. All there is a tam. It's like a blia. Really, whatever's here is bottle. I just have a little taste of something. But then again, the taste permeates everything. The entire kezayas is infused with this taste. And as a result, the entire thing is awesome. So on the one hand, hetem and starf l'isser, I don't have a full kezayas of isser, but at least I have a half a zayas, for example, of real isser ben. In tam ke'ikr, I have a full kezayas of isser, but then again, I don't have any ben. And they're both learned out and related to the same pasuk of Chol Mishvas Anavim LaYishta. At this point, the Gemara's kash is Rabbi Yochanan learned from Chol Mishvas Anavim LaYishta. Het Mistarif L'Issa by Nazir. What do you mean? It's a brisa from Chol Mishvas Anavim LaYishta. We learn a different halacha. We learn Tam Ke'iker. So the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan knew that brisa. He knew Tam Ke'iker, but he knew that brisa was going according to the Rabbanon. I said Rabbi Yochanan, I'm going according to Rabbi Akiva. Zok Tigmar. Hi Rabbi Akiva. Who's this Rabbi Akiva? Elim Rabbi Akiva the Masnissin. Is Rabbi Akiva from the following mission? Time we learned to the mission was Achdis Nazar. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said Nazar Sharpi to be Yayin. If a Nazar took his bread and he soaked it in wine, each bill of Tzarev Gedigas eyes. And now there's a Kizayas of Tziruf Chayev. Now what does it sound like? It sounds like the tziruf is between the wine and the bread. Oh, so you see from here, hetem mitzdarif l'isser. We're by another. So Rabbi Yochanan felt, I have a Rabbi Akiva, and he was coming to explain Rabbi Akiva, and he said, the makar to Rabbi Akiva is v'chol mitzvos hanovim l'yishta. But he said, we might have been passing with yayin. How do you know that the v'yesh b'kidei l'tzarif is referring to yayin and pas? Maybe he meant there's enough wine. If you can tell me what's the chiddush, no, how come Ashwan there's a chiddush? The avogat the taruvas, even though it's mixed up in the taruvas, you would have thought that the wine is embedded, it's inside the bread. Maybe it doesn't count. That's the chiddush. So you don't see anything in that Rabbi Akiva. Other Rabbi Akiva the Brice. He had a different Rabbi Akiva. Not a Rabbi Akiva in a Mishnah. That would have been better. But he had a Rabbi Akiva in a Brice. A tiny balloon to the Brice. Rabbi Akiva. Oimer Nazar Shashar Pita Yain. If a Nazar took his bread and he soaked in a wine, the achal kizayas. Ready? Mi pas umi yayin chay. It's mafurish. So you see, there's a concept of hetem et starif l'isser by wine. So by Nazir. So Rabbi Yochanan knew this Rabbi Akiva, and he felt Rabbi Akiva must have learned the halacha from Mishvas Hanavim LaYishta. So even though he said, I know there's a shita from the abraisa that says mafurish that from Mishvas Hanavim LaYishta I learned tam ke'ikr. He said, what should I do? I have Rabbi Akiva that holds hetem et starif l'isser, and I think it's pashid. Rabbi Akiva learned hetem et starif l'isser from the Chol Mishvas Hanavim LaYishta. So says the Gemara. Okay. So Rabbi Akiva learns hetem et starif l'isser from B'chol Mishvas Hanavim LaYishta, so he can't learn tam ke'ikr from B'chol Mishvas Hanavim LaYishta. So Rabbi Akiva tam ke'ikr min olay has Rabbi Akiva know the halach of tam ke'ikr. So the Gemara yalef mi basav v'chalav. He learns it from basav v'chalav, and this next Gemara is a classic. Says the Gemara lav time ba'al muhu. What's basav v'chalav? So midday raisa basav v'chalav is you now let a cook meat together with mol. That's what it means midday raisa. Now let a cook it. If you're cooking, now let it eat what you cook. You now even have enough from it. But the isser is when the basar and the chalav are cooked together, right? If somebody is fleishik and he eats and has a cup of coffee, it's not over the isser day raisa basar v'chalav. If you eat meat and milk
together. It's also not a problem. It says in the Torah, "Loi sevashal gidi b'chalev imoy," and we learn from there, "Derech bishul asr Torah." The only time a person is over the isabas b'chalev de raisa is if he cooks them together. If he doesn't cook it together, he's not going to be over the isser of bas b'chalev de raisa. So the isser is when you cook it together. Said the Gemara that l'chayra. Let's ask a question. Bas b'chalev. What happens if you're going to cook meat together with milk? So you're going to take the meat out. The milk is definitely very, very bottled to the meat. In fact, all you have at that point is the tam of the chalav, whatever that means. But all you have is the tam of the chalav. And still you see, you're not allowed to eat it. So you see from the halacha, bas of the chalav, the halacha of tam ke'ikr. So Rabbi Akiva didn't learn tam ke'ikr from the chom nishas anavim layishta. Rabbi Akiva learned the halacha of tam ke'ikr from bas of the chalav. But the Gemara says, okay, so what about the Rabbanon? Why would the Rabbanon even chom nishas anavim layishta to teach from tam ke'ikr? Why didn't they learn from bas of the chalav? Rabbanon, bas of the chalav, like I'm in the chiddush. Because bas of the chalav is a parsha mechudeshness. It's one big chiddush. And you can't learn anything from a chiddush. My chiddush. Ilem, the high luchudei shari. Ubadi adadi yasin. You know what the chiddush is? Basar is kosher and chalav is kosher. But you eat it together, then it becomes a problem, right? A burger is kosher and cheese is kosher. A cheeseburger is the worst thing in the world. How do you understand that? Each one in and of itself is okay. All of a sudden, when they come together, it's a problem. That's a chiddush. Oh, so you can't learn anything from a chiddush. But the Gemara says, that's not such a chiddush. You find this another place in the Torah. Kalayim nami. Isn't that what kalayim is? You're allowed to wear wool. You're allowed to wear linen. You just can't eat wool and, or you can't wear wool and linen together. So kalayim nami. Hay luchudei v'hay luchudei shori. V'hadei adadi yasser. Elo, the Gemara says, I'll tell you what the chiddush is. If you would take meat and you would soak it in milk for the entire day, it would be mutter. So bashalei bishuli yasser. But when you cook it, all of a sudden it's asr. So yes, that's a chiddush. What should be the difference? If you marinate it in milk the entire day, it's probably going to be a little time. Something's going to happen. But it's not a problem because you didn't cook it. And derech bishul asr Torah. So you see, there's a special chiddush in basav v'chalav of bishul. That's already a chiddush. And if that's the case, even though you're sure you see tam ke'ikr by basav v'chalav, no one's disputing that. But that can't be the source in halach of tam ke'ikr and kol ha'Torah kula. Zok to Gemara. Okay, Rabbi Akiva. So now Rabbi Akiva has to fend for himself. How are you learning Tam Kikim Rabbi Akiva? I thought it's a Chiddush. You're right, it is a Chiddush. The Gemara says 100%. You're right. But however, Rabbi Akiva learned the halach of Tam Kikim not from Basav Akhalov, take two, Ela Yalith Migiule Nochrim. He learned it from somewhere else. He learned it from the fact that if you want to cook in a pot that was used by a Nochri, you would have to toivel the pot. And how do we know that? It's a parish in the Torah. When the Yidden fought the war against Midian, so they came back with a lot of Kalim. And the Torah said they had to do Giule Midyan. They had to go Tevel the Kalim. Why'd they have to Tevel the Kalim? What's the problem? Oh, because there's something, there's Bliyos inside the walls of the Kalim. Now, those Bliyos is a Tam. It's not more than a Tam. And still you see what it was a problem. Meaning, Gule Nochon Lav Time of Almu, isn't it only a Tam V'Aser? And still you see it's an Aser. Achinami, Lashna, here too, it should be an Aser. It should be a Sakhtim of Rabbanon. Why did Rabbanon learn from Gule Nochon? Gule Nochon Nami Chiddush. Because Rabbanon held Gule Nochon is also a Chiddush. Why? The Kol Nois and Tam Lav Kamut. Because ordinarily, although it's true there's a Halach of Tam Ke'ikr, however, there's also a Halacha that says that the only time Tam is Ke'ikr is if the Tam actually makes the taruvahs taste better. It benefits it. But if it's nice and tam lufgam, if the tam makes it taste worse, then the tam is not a problem. Yeah, we're going through these gemaras. Every line here is loaded. I mean, every line is a landmine. It is what it is. Dav gein vayter. But no, there's something called nice and tam lufgam. So if nice and tam lufgam is an issue, so every pot is really a shtickle nice and tam lufgam. That taste that comes from the pot into the food, you think that's a good taste? It's probably a bad taste. So it's a nice and tam lufgam. And still you see that it's mutter, must be it's a chiddush. Meaning the gomrinim in a vela, that usually nice and tam lufgam is mutter. So what's Rabbi Akiva going to answer? Rabbi Akiva could Rabbi Akiva de Ravuna. The Amar, Rabbi Akiva is going to tell you, no, Rabbi Akiva de Ravuna. The only time a pot is a problem is if the pot was used within 24 hours. If it was used within 24 hours, then we assume that the tam that comes out of the pot is not noising tam lufgam, it's noising tam leshvach. It actually is a good taste. And a chinami, if it was noising tam lufgam, I wouldn't hold there's any issue with ikdera. The only time ikdera is a problem is when it's nice and tam lishvach. Hilkach lav nice and tam lufgam. Rabbanon, what are the Rabbanon going to respond? Kedei Rabbas Yoyim Anami loy efshad loy pagma porta. I hear, but at the end of the day, it's inevitable. Once the tam goes into the kedei, at that point, it's already nice and tam lufgam a little bit. And as a result, you can't bring me any rayas from geulei midyan to the halacha of tam ke'ikr. So what do we have? We have a machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanon, what the makor is to the halacha of tam ke'ikr. Meaning, zeh klal gadol b'yerudeya. Tam ke'iker. What's the makar to tam ke'iker? The Rabbanon, the Gemara brought a brisa, hold, it's learned out from the parasha of Nazir. It says in the Torah, V'chol mishras anovim layishta, and from there we learn that the tam of the Yisurei Nazir is like the ikar of the Yisurei Nazir, and if it's true by Nazir, we apply it to Kol HaTorah Kula. Rabbi Akiva used V'chol mishras anovim layishta to teach me a different halacha. Heter mitzdarif le'isr. What then? How then does Rabbi Akiva know the halacha of tam ke'ikar? So the Gemara brought a first attempt. He learned it from Basa V'chol, the Gemara knocked that out. L'maskana said the Gemara, he learns it from Geulim Midyon. You see, the Yidden had a kasher all the pots. Why'd they have to kasher the pots? Because the oblius inside the pots. Must be because tam ke'ikar. So bottom line, what's the makar to tam ke'ikar? According to the Chachamim, it's learned out from Nazir, v'chol mishras anovim layishta. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's learned out from Geulim Midyon. And that is a fact. But let's put the whole sugi together now. So we had a pasuk that said v'chol mishras anovim layishta. Rabbi Akiva learned from v'chol mishras anovim layishta that even though in kol haTorah kula ein hetem itzdarif l'iser, when it comes to Nazir, heter mitzdarif l'iser. It was Rabbi Yochanan's memra, which the Gemara clarified, he meant only according to Rabbi Akiva. He had a mefurish, a mishnah, a braisa. Rabbi Akiva holds that way. Rabbi Yochanan was explaining aliba to Rabbi Akiva that there's a concept called heter mitzdarif l'iser. Kol haTorah kula ein heter mitzdarif l'iser. When it comes to Nazir, there the halach is heter mitzdarif l'iser. How does he know that? V'chol mishras anovim lo yishta. The Chachamim argue, the Chachamim hold, ain heter mitzdarif le'iser, even by Yisurei Nazir. It says in the Torah, v'chol mitzvos hanovim la'yishta, v'chol mitzvos hanovim la'yishta is coming to teach you tam kikar. How does Rabbi Akiva know tam kikar? He knows it from Geulei Midyan. So if I asked you, what do we know from v'chol mitzvos hanovim la'yishta? According to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan's memory in the beginning of the sugya, in the beginning of Pesachim Mem Gimel Amid Beis, and in Nazir Lamid Hey Amid Beis, Amr Abavol, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Yisurim Shabbatari, Ein Hetem Mitzdarif L'Iser, except for Nazir. Nazir over there, Hetem Mitzdarif L'Iser. How do I know that? V'chol Mishras Anovim La'yishta. According to the Chachamim, what do I know from V'chol Mishras Anovim La'yishta? I know the Halach of Tam Ke'ikar. Aren't they the same thing? Absolutely, positively not. Similar, for sure. But the same thing? No way. That's Hetem Mitzdarif L'Iser, and this is the Halach of Tam Ke'ikar. But there's one thing, if we're holding Cheshbon, that should seem obvious. And that is, the Chachamim learned from the Chol Mishras Anovim La'yishta, Tam Ke'ikar. And then they said, oh, Tam Ke'ikar? By Nazir? Who adin Chol Yisurim Shabbatayra? This mega Kal V'chaim. Ma, doch Yisurei Nazir is, ain't Yisurei Yisraela. It's not an Yisra Na. Yesh Hetel Yisurei. It has everything going against it, Yisurei Nazir. It has every cool in the world. And still, you see Tam Ke'ikar. So Kal V'chaim, Ben Benoisha Kal V'chaim, when it comes to other Yisurei Taira, you're going to have Tam Ke'ikar. So the Rabbanans drasha that they learned from V'chol Mishras Anovim La'yishta, which was Tam Ke'ikar, wasn't only Halacha and Tam Ke'ikar, it was Halacha that now spreads itself out to Kol HaTorah Kula. From Nazir, we learn, literally, Kol HaTorah Kula. Akiva learned from V'chol Mishras Anovim La'yishta, Hetem Mitzdarif L'iser. However, Kol Yisurim Shabbatayrah, Ein Hetem Mitzdarif L'iser. Chutz Me Yisurei Nazir, this Hetem Mitzdarif L'iser. There's a kasha that's jumping off the page. Why is it that the Rabbanon who learned Tam Ke'ikim V'chol Mishras Anovim La'yishta said, oh, once I know by Nazir, so who I didn't, Kal V'chaymer, a triple Kal V'chaymer, it should be true in Kal HaTorah Kula. Whereas Rabbi Akiva's drasha of V'chol Mishras Anovim La'yishta of Hetem Etzdarif L'iser, that's localized. That's a very, very specific micro drasha. It relates only to Nazir, but as it relates to Kol Yisurim Shabbatayra, for that we have the immortal words of Rabbi Avraham, Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Yisurim Shabbatayra. Ain't that mitzvah for listen? So why the Rabbanan's drasha kal v'chaim et shari yisurei Torah and Rabbi Akiva's drasha is only nuts? That's the Gemara's next kash. Amalei Rav Acha, Rav Avi, Rav Ashi. Mid the Rabbanan, nishma the Rabbi Akiva. From the Rabbanan, shouldn't we know Rabbi Akiva? Meaning, mili yami Rabbanan mitzvah slitin tam ke'ikar. The Rabbanan said from chol mitzvah sanavim la'yishna we learn tam ke'ikar. Umikana to lomad chol yisurim shabbatayra. And from there we had a kal v'chaimer, a triple kal v'chaimer to teach me the same will be true for all yisurim shabbatayra. The Rabbi Akiva nami. Koin Rabbi Akiva say the same thing. Mishras lehetem etzdar flis. And mikana to dom chol yisurim shabbatayra. So why don't we learn hetem etzdar flis of chol yisurim shabbatayra? Amalek shmakakashas. Rav Ashi told Rav Achman Breder Rav Avia. Great question. However, there's a technical answer. Mishum, to have a nazir v'chata shnei k'suvim abon ke'echad. Because the truth is, there's another place in the Torah where you find hetem mitzdarif l'iser. After all this, there is another place. There is one other place. And being that there's another place where you find hetem mitzdarif l'iser, and we don't mean ze'iri now. There's another place where you find hetem mitzdarif l'iser, that even Rabbi Yochanan, even Rabbi Akiva agrees with. And being that there's another place, once the Torah teaches me halacha twice, what's the rule? More is less. Because if Torah teaches me two times, it becomes a shnei k'suvim habayim ke'echad. ve'en melamdin. What's the methodology behind that? Because if you're able to learn from the fact that the Torah said this halacha, then why would Torah have told me a second time? Learn that second time from the first. So the fact that the Torah tells me something twice, that's always a raya, we can garnish learning from that. Because if I can learn something from it, then Torah wouldn't have to tell me twice. Just tell me once, I'm learning. So that's the principle behind Shnei Ksuvim Amankechet. So the Gemara says, you want to know why you can't learn from Chomet Shnambla Yishtei Hetem Mitzahar, let's call it Torah Kudu, because really it's a Shnei Ksuvim Amankechet Ve'emilan. So the Gemara, where is that? Nazir Hadamar, now we explain. Where do you find chatos? Detanya. We learned in a brisa. Kol asher yiga b'psari yiktosh. There's a halacha that anything that touches a carbon chatos becomes like the carbon chatos. Yochel afilu loy bala. I would think even if it just touches it, like literally it makes contact. No, tamalay b'psar. Achiyiv l'b'basar. Meaning, if the basar of a carbon chatos becomes balua inside some other piece of meat. The halach is that other piece of meat takes on the halachic status of the carbon chatas. What does that mean? The Gemara continues to explain. Yikdash, meaning liyos kemaya, it becomes like it. Shem psula, if the chatas was apostle chatas, iti pasal. This meat's going to be treated like apostle chatas. Vim ksherehi, if the chatas was a kosher chatas, then teyachal kachamishimba, then you'll have to treat it like a kosher chatas. What's a kosher chatas? You can only eat it for a day and a night. Then it becomes nicer. Additionally, you have to eat it in the azara, otherwise you won't be able to eat it. But the bottom line is, you see from here that if the chatas would touch a kosher piece of meat, the halach is the kosher piece of meat would take on the halachic status of the chatas. Somehow, this means hetem mitzdarf lesson. And if that's the case, I have another parish in the Torah. We'll have to accept that for now. That heter is mitzdarf lesser. So Torah didn't just tell me one exception to hetem mitzdarf lesser. In the parish of Nazir, Torah told me a second time. In the parish of chatas, this feels more like tamke ikker than hetem mitzdarf lesser. I am berishayim. But the Gemara is saying, the words of the Gemara, that this is Hetem Mitzdar Flisser. So if this is Hetem Mitzdar Flisser, so it comes out that I've Hetem Mitzdar Flisser twice. It's Shnei Ksuvim Abayin Kechot, V'chol Shnei Ksuvim Abayin Kechot Eim Elamnin. So as it relates to Nazir, Tam Ke'iker, yeah, that you can learn Tam Ke'iker. But as it relates to learning Hetem Mitzdar Flisser, I have a second parasha for that. I have side the parasha of Nazir and side the parasha of Chattis. Once the Torah tells it to me, not once, but twice. At this point, I can't learn anything from it. But the Gemara does a little cheshbening over here. Rabbanu Nami, na have nazir v'chata shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad ve'enim elamnin. Why do we say according to Rabbanon the same thing, that it should be shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad ve'enim elamnin? So the Gemara will explain this. Zok de Gemara, Amri, hanu mitzrach tzrichi. No, the Rabbanon held that I need both of these parshas. V'Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva is going to respond and he's going to say, mai tzrichi. Why do you need two parshas? Bishlami kasav rachmana b'chatas. Bishlami, the Torah told me by chatas. My gomer nazir, I would understand you wouldn't be able to learn nazir from it. Chulam mikachim like gomerina, because you can't learn chulam mikachim. Ela lichtav rachmana b'nazir. But let the Torah tell me that halacha by nazir. V'teisi chatas v'digmar minah and learn chatas from nazir. The kolis rumish abatayru kagamer minazir, because you're able to learn everything from nazir. So again, this was a little bit wordy. Here's the punchline. For Rabbanan Amri Lachad, Rabbanan, I'm going to tell you mitzrach tzrichi. No, I need the two psukim. Chatas lehetem mitzdarif leiser. The chulin mikachim loygamer, and I can't learn chulin mikachim. Umishras litein tam keikur, and mishras teaches me tam keikur mikana to don the chol atarukula, and I could learn from the chol atarukula. Rabbi Akiva travayu lehetem etzarf leiser. Rabbi Akiva, however, holds both psukim are coming to teach me hetem etzarf leiser. Habalu shnei ksuv ma'ban keechad, vechol shnei ksuv ma'ban keechad emelan. So what did we just say? We'll just speak it out outside, and then you can look it inside, and it falls. But the Gemara just said was like this. The Rabbanon learn from the Chomishus Anavim Layishta the halacha of Tam Ke'iker. There's one Makar in the Torah to Tam Ke'iker. And because there's one Makar in the Torah to Tam Ke'iker, and the Makar is Nazir, it's like a very cool Adiga Isser, you can learn any other Isser Kal V'chomer from Nazir. There's no Sheikh Suma Ban Ke'echad Emilanin, because the Torah only said it once. The Torah didn't tell it to me twice. As a result, this is what the halacha is going to be. What about Hetem and Starf Leiser, according to Rabbanan? Torah told me once also. Where did Torah tell me? Not Kol Mishvus Anavim LaYishta, that's accounted for. Then I need to teach me the Halach of Tam Ke'iker. Where the Torah told me was in the parish of Chatos. So in Chatos, the Halach is going to be Hetem and Starf Leiser. But I can't learn anything from Chatos, because Chulam Mikachim LaGamar, because that's Kachim. How could I ever learn Chulam Mikachim? Rabbi Akiva held Tam Ke'iker is learned out from where? From Geule Midyan. If Tam Ke'iker is learned out from Geule Midyan, I don't need to teach me Tam Ke'iker. What does it teach me then? It teaches me the halacha of Heter mitzdaref leser. If it teaches me the halach of hetem mitzdaref leser, and chatas also teaches me the halach of hetem mitzdaref leser, so it comes out hetem mitzdaref leser shnei ksuvim aban keechad, shnei ksuvim aban keechad ein melandin. So the bottom line is everybody holds tam keikrim kala tayru kula. According to the Chachamim, everybody learns it from Nazir. According to Rabbi Akiva, everybody learns it from Geule Midyan. As it relates to Hetem and Tzarif Lissa, everybody holds by Chatas Hetem and Tzarif Lissa. It's an important point that came out at the end of the Sugya. By Chatas, everybody holds Hetem and Tzarif Lissa. The question is, what about Nazir? According to Rabbi Akiva, Nazir as well. I don't need for Tam Kikr. That I know from Geule Midyan. That teaches me Hetem and Tzarif Lissa. According to Chama Mishra of Yishta, doesn't teach me Hetem and Tzarif Lissa. What it teaches me is the Allah of Tam Kikr. According to the Rabbi Akiva, that I know Tam Keik, Hetem and Tzarif Lissa, not from Chatas. I know it from Chomitsh Zanovim LaYishta. So why do you learn Kala Tayr Kulif? To learn Kala Tayr Kulif from Chatas, I understand. That you can't do, why not? Because maybe you can't learn Kulim from Kachim. But why not learn it from Nazir? Teretzis, because the Shnei Ksuvim Aban Ke'echad. The Chol Shnei Ksuvim Aban Ke'echad Ein Malamdin. So at the end of the day, everybody holds Tam Keikr. Everybody holds Hetem and Tzarif Lissa. When it comes to Chatas, the Machloikas, what we keep in the Chachamim, is do you say Hetem and Tzarif Lissa by Yisurei Nazir, or do you not say it? What does it boil down to? What I use the drash of the Chol Mitzvos Hanavim LaYishta for? What does that boil down to? Do I learn Tam Keikr from Geulei Midyan, or can I not learn it from Geulei Midyan? Rabbi Akiva said I learned Tam Keikr from Geulei Midyan, so Chol Mitzvos Hanavim LaYishta teaches me Hetem and Tzarif Lissa by Nazir, whereas the Chachamim, you can't learn Tam Keikr from Geulei Midyan. Why? Because it's nice and Tam Lufkan. What do you mean? Even within 24 hours? A little bit. Purta. EF should delay Pagma Purta, and it's for that reason, Zok to Gemara, one final Gemara, Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana, Eloha, the time we learned to the Rice, Mikola Shay Yasim, Migaf and Ayayin, Mechartan and Vadzak, Limidali Surei Nazir, Shemit Star from Zem Zer. So we have a Bryce that says that if somebody would eat a little bit of Zag, a little bit of Gefen, a little bit of Chartanim, all the different things that a Nazir is not allowed to eat, it would be Mitzdar. I mean, all the Isurei Nazir are Mitzdar. Frank the Gemara, Hashlo Rabbi Akiva, Isav Hetem Mitzdarfin, Isav Isav. You according to Rabbi Akiva, Isav Mitzdarf, Het is Mitzdarf Lissa. So certainly, Isav Mitzdarf Lissa. A little bit of Yisurei Nazir and a piece of bread is a problem. So certainly, a little bit of Zag and a little bit of Chartzanim. Amalei Isav Hetem Bevasachas. Isav Hetem, you have to eat in one shot. Isav Isav Bezachaseh. However, as it relates to Isav Isav, that already would have to be Bezachaseh. So just to end today's daf, obviously there's no time for it, but just to end today's daf with the sikum from the Aruch HaShulchan. It's really everything that we spoke out, but L'shoinei Hazav Shal Aruch HaShulchan, he just brings out the Metek L'shoinei, literally everything that we just learned in the Daf. I'm reading from the beginning of Hilchas Taruvas. So this is Simen Tzadik Ches. This is the Aruch HaShulchan's Hakdama to Taruvas. So if you want to know if today's Daf was Yisoidistik, it's literally the Aruch HaShulchan's introduction to, how do you make an introduction to Taruvas? This Daf says the Aruch HaShulchan. If Sika Hilchas of the Gemara, Psochim Daf Mem Dalet. The Bechol HaTayra Kula Ein Hetem Mitzdarf L'Isser Levad Bekachim V'Nosser Aval Tam Ke'ikr V'Hainu Lasois Tamoy Shal Isser Ke'ikroy Shal Isser Omrina Bechol HaTayra Kula Hetem Mitzdarf L'Isser that you only have by Kachim and by Nosser Tam Ke'ikr now you have Bechol HaTayra Kula V'yesh Bazat Plukta De Ravos En Zeo Menat Tayra Med Rabbanu K'moy She Yisbar B'Siyata De Shmaya The Nafkimina Lin Yitzafik, right? There's a Shiloh whether Tam Kikr is the Reis in the Rabbanu. What's the Nafkimina? It's Safik. Like we spoke out in the middle of the Daf. Nimu De Reisa. If it's a De Reisa, Zlina Besfek Lahachim, then you would go to Chumra. Nimu De Rabbanu. And if it's a De Rabbanu, Hochel Lahachel, Kamoshi Yisbar. Vyesh Lanu Lavar, says Dorach HaShulchan, Mau Hetem Mitzdarf L'Isser, Umau Tam Kikr. What is Hetem Mitzdarf L'Isser and what is Tam Kikr? It's a perfect sikum for the Daf. Says Dorach HaShulchan, Halacha Beis. Hetem Mitzdarf L'Isser, Kigoy. Sha'ochel Chatzi Zayas Vasar. The chatzi zayis chelev biyachad. You ate them at the same time. V'loy bolu zemizeh. There were no bleias from one to the other. You just ate them together. Ein ha'hetem mashlim lo ha'iser shenach shevinu kilu achal kizayis kulo shel chelev. You don't say hetem mitzdarf l'iser that it should be like you ate a kizayis from chelev. Rak b'isurei nazar adin kei. Only by nazar. Shemachal chatzi zayis lechem. The chatzi zayis hanovim bevasachas loichol. V'chein bekotchem. De'besham ripsa atayra. Avaloy bechalo yisur. That's what Hetem and Tzarif L'Isser is. Tam Ke'ikr, what is that? Mikri, Shenespashe Tamo Isser B'chol HaHeter. K'moshe Yisbar. It means the entire Heter is infused with Isser. Ve'enom Inyon Zelizah, says the Aruch HaShulchan. That's not the same thing. The Yachaliyah is possible. Demande Isle Hetem and Tzarif L'Isser, Lesle Tam Ke'ikr. It's possible to hold Hetem and Tzarif L'Isser and not hold Tam Ke'ikr. The Hetem and Tzarif L'Isser Chamirle. It could be more chamer. B'nation yesham al kopanim ma'moshe shal iser. You have real iser over there. Afa pishen ebay kizayas shalim. Even though you don't have a full kizayas, but a hetem it's arf. Mashenki v'tam ki ikr.
Iker, Ein Shama Moshe Shalissa Ka. You don't have any Mamish of Isser. The Chen Yochel is, it's possible in the reverse. The man the Isle Tam Tiker, it's possible to hold of Kam Tiker, and Leslie had them at Star of Isser. Why? The Tam Tiker Chamirle. You can hold, it's a reasonable position. I hold Tam Tiker, but not had them at Star of Isser. Mipnei, Shetama Isim is Pasha Bechal Kazayas. Because by Tama Iker, the whole thing was in the Kazayas. The whole Kazayas is infused with the Isser. Masha Enkin, but had them at Star of Isser. Miu Ladina, but what's the bottom line? We paskin, Kaimalon Kamisha Kasafti, Bechol Yisur, Mamrina, and Tam Tiker. In all Isurim we say Tam Ki Iker. By all Isurim we don't say Hetem Mitzdarif Leiser Uben Nazar VeKachim. However, as it relates to Nazar and Kachim, over there Isur LeTravayu. Over there, there's no question that everybody is going to hold that Hetem Mitzdarif Leiser. So today's daf was a very, very hard daf. It's an impossible daf to learn our regalachas. There's so many kashas. Hafoichba vafoichba bekulaba. We clearly. It was impossible to do justice to today's daf. That's my ksav hisnatzlus as a postscript to today's daf. But hopefully, at least we came out with that sikum, which is the Aruch HaShulchan's introduction to Hilchas Taruvos. That there's two halachas gedolos in the sugyas of Taruvos. Hetem mitzdarif le'iser, tam ke'iker. They're confusing, but they're not the same thing. Lo'iroi zeh k'roi zeh. The Aruch HaShulchan says you could be a machmir in hetem mitzdarif le'iser and be a greisim mekel in tam ke'iker. And you could be a machmir in tam ke'iker and you could be a Makel in the sugi of Hetem and Star of Listener. Why? Because even though they come together, Hetem and Star of Listener was Amid Aleph, and Tam Kiku was Amid Beis, and then the next Amid Aleph is where it all comes together. But at the same time, they're not the same thing. And based on the Havana and the principle, it's possible to hold of one and not to hold of the other. What's the bottom line? Tam Ki Iker and Kolotai Rukula. Ain Hetem and Star of Listener, Chutz Me Yisurei Nazir. And then at the very end of the daf, we saw, and by Yisurei Kachin.